We have a big check coming in from Netanyahu.
Oh.
So we have to make this show.
Yeah. Two biggest Shabbos goys in all of, where are we?
Well, you're a Shabbos goy.
I'm a Shabbos goy.
I'm Brazilian.
Well, I'm
Brazilian.
I'm coded. I study them.
Well, I'm very philo-Semitic.
At my bar mitzvah, I realized I was really cut out for this way of life.
What'd you have for breakfast today?
Brazilian.
Oh, okay. You know what I had?
What?
I had a bagel with lox and schmear.
The way you said, the look on your face when you said schmear. You just do it again?
Hmm?
Say schmear.
Schmear?
Yeah, but say it like not smiling.
Schmear.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't nail it that time. I had it again for lunch, so I'm super philo-Semitic today.
Did you actually have a bagel with lox and schmear?
It's my weakness.
Oh, really?
It gives me love handles.
As lox is, people
it's
love
so
that stuff.
Good.
I'm not big into fish. I think that's is that a personality weakness of mine? Or maybe there'll be some study that comes out that shows that fish is actually bad for you, and I'll realize that it was just me being protected by McDonald's all along.
Mm.
My strength is your weakness. Remember that.
Well, there's no studies that prove McDonald's is bad for you.
No. That's ridiculous. You're watching Daily Wire presents The Sam Hyde Show. Coming up first, we have our top 10. Should we talk about
Brazilian
that much? I don't want to be like hammering it all the time. We started, the last one wasn't even about any current events type stuff. We started with the blood libel. Listen, YouTube's rules and also our sponsor makes it so that we have to wait 8 more seconds before we launch into top 10
Brazilian
moments. Top 10
Brazilian
moments. Moment number 10 coming at you. In the paint, hard, is every Mark Cuban Shark Tank deal and his last name. Number 9, the ADL celebrating the Mary Fagan lie.
Now, I don't have Google on me right now. I'm curious who Mary Fagan even is. I've never heard of this before.
The inception of the ADL was to protect this guy, Leo Frank.
Right.
Who some girl. Blames on this black guy,
yeah.
And even the KKK said, we don't believe that.
That's pretty rough, cartoonishly.
But number 8, the New York tunnel debacle. Now this footage, we can't let this footage die. We have to keep bringing it up with sound effects, with music, whatever sort of customizations, make an app about it. But this footage is so classic, it can never die, and it has to be resurrected over and over again for generations to come. I want to see subway surfers on the bottom.
Brazilian.
Tunnels on top.
Brazilian.
Tunnels mod in your video games. We keep it alive forever. We can't let it die. Number 7, 9/11 dancing Israelis. What was this about?
Got me beat.
Did we ever get an answer for that? Why were there Israelis dancing when the Twin Towers fell? It doesn't make sense.
Mm.
We've never had an answer.
Didn't they pack them all in a white van and drive them off?
It began when this woman was watching the Twin Towers burning from her apartment in New Jersey. She noticed three men on top of a van, posing for pictures with the towers burning in the background.
And I could see that they were, like, happy. You know, they didn't look shocked to me. You know, they didn't look shocked.
I thought it was very strange.
The witness called police, who stopped the van hours later and arrested 5 men. All 5, it turns out, were Israeli.
They all just drove off into the sunset after that happened?
They lifted themselves into the sky like the Lorax.
Mm.
I don't know if this is a hoax or not, but I saw something on Twitter about them being on Israeli television after. Did you see that?
The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event.
They got interviewed about what a good time they had?
What was the team that was in the middle of the tower?
The art?
Yeah.
Those were Danish guys.
The real culprits of
I don't even know if we should talk about that. It's so evil and messed up. That there's like an art collective that had the, there's photos of them setting up an art installation on in the Twin Towers, and there are boxes of or something like that. We'll put that on screen. Will it still come up?
I never heard of that.
Well, the first result is anti-Semitic conspiracies about 9/11 from the ADL.org. I'll just have to ask Grok. Did you see the thing about every AI company logo being an asshole?
No.
Claude AI, which I've been using, trying to use frustratingly, has had the logo is a winking asshole. And the new one, Manus, what does that stand for? Men's anus. The logo is like a finger going like this.
Wasn't one of them Goatsy? It was very similar to Goatsy.
We'll show Goatsy on screen real quick.
Episode 4, we're showing Goatsy on screen. We're past the 8-second mark on YouTube. We can show Goatsy on screen, right?
That's right.
That's right. You're telling me the Danish? That's the new thing? The Danish are the ones?
Gelatin, that's what it's called. So this is this art collective, Gelatin, and we'll show this on screen. They have, they've got all kinds of gate projects on their website. They did a really good job covering up the gate. Because it just went away. There's no explanation for the emails that WikiLeaks posted other than it's real. But it did just go away. It's very impressive. I don't know how impressive it is because people are so dumb and gay. But anyway, one of the things they did that truly will let you know how evil they are, I think they were commissioned to do a flag for like Prague or something. And they just did a giant flag with a shit smear on it. Anyway, top 10
Brazilian.
Number 6, finding out that the Costco guys are
Brazilian.
I refer to that as 9/11-2. I was so on board with these guys and everything they stood for, and I don't know if I can be anymore, if they support this genocide. Isn't that crazy? There's a genocide happening right now. That's crazy. It's not something, I'm not going to stand on a soapbox about it, but it is kind of nuts that we're living through ethnic cleansing that we're paying for. I'm not a soapboxy type guy, but the fact that half my money is being stolen from me to pay for ethnic cleansing, I don't know if I support that really at the end of the day. You know, the world's a terrible place, but this thing in particular, your wealth is being siphoned from you to pay for it. That's kind of nuts. Shout out to the Costco guys, though. I don't know if they did.
Hey, everyone, it's AJ.
And the Rizzo.
Just look at that Riz face. And we are here to give a shout out to the upcoming podcast, The Perfect Guy Life, or PGL.
We cannot wait to listen to
the new podcast and give it a big boom! So let's see it one more time for the podcast, PGL.
Well, they're part of our Israeli spy network that we're funded by. Top 10, number 5, Rabbi Shmuley, sex dealer. Why is he appearing with world leaders? That's my question. Why is he standing next to RFK Jr.? What the hell happened with that? What does Mossad have on RFK Jr.? What do they have on Tim Pool? Are they paying Tim Pool? Who funds Tim Pool?
Should have looked into Rabbi Shmuley. It's a name that you can't ignore.
If Tim Pool makes money through Super Chat donations, that's where they make... Oh, they made $1.3 million over a 5-year period. Did you see him complaining about not being able to monetize? He has like 30 employees or something, and he's not... He wasn't able to figure out how to make money. Isn't he fucking huge? Why does he censor himself about Israel?
I keep being told about the USS Liberty. That's something with the Israeli government.
Yeah, no, you should.
No.
Wait.
You should be careful about that.
Allegedly, the Israeli Air Force jet fighter aircraft.
I mean, they did end up paying out the American government. So
I'm concerned, like, false flag operation, like a missile comes out of Gaza hits one of our aircraft carriers, but it was actually an Israeli missile. Well, we should get out of there.
It doesn't, but let me stop you there. It doesn't matter where the missile comes from.
That's f***ing weird, huh?
You collect them. Yeah. If Rabbi Shmuley is like an operative, if he's planted there, if he's put there on purpose, why would they put somebody that's so ugly and unlikable that he immediately makes anybody that listens to one word that comes out of his mouth hate
Brazilian?
Cory Booker?
Dr. Oz?
Bro. Is he getting photos by being like a fan? Is that how he's doing it?
What do the photos look like? Do they look like photo ops, or do they look like just a fan coming up and saying, hey, can I take a picture with you?
No, some of them are like actual photo ops. Some of them almost look like personal, like Instagram posts.
Yo.
It's like if somebody would post like, yeah, I'm with Rabbi Shmuley.
What the fuck? Why? Don't they know how hideous and freakish he looks? Why wouldn't they use, who's the U.S. Army PSYOP girl? What's that girl's name?
There's a new hot one every like 3 months.
The Lujan, that's her name.
Is she Asian?
No.
What's her name Lujan for? Is it Yiddish?
Sam Hyde blackmailed by Haley Lujan. Okay, top 10
Brazilian.
Moment number 4, the USS Liberty. We're going back into the classics vault for the original top 10 moment, the USS Liberty. My favorite warship. What's the backstory here? It was a U.S. warship that they just launched some missiles at for fun.
It was off the coast of Egypt or Syria, Israel. They're doing proxy communication. And the idea is that they feared the U.S. picked something up. So they like completely annihilated the ship. It was beyond the passing jet fire when they were going for like airboat or the rescue boats. Mm-hmm. Like they're killing soldiers from the rescue boats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cut and dry, like what happened.
They were shooting up the rescue boats?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like heavy, Somalian pirate style. Like,
I didn't even know. I didn't even know that.
Put the life rafts over. They shot two out of the water and took one aboard their boat as a trophy of their kill. The Israelis did. They circled the ship and circled the ship, machine gunning, firefighters, stretcher bearers, anything that, to destroy our ship. They did it. We thought the attack was over again. No, the attack was not over. They sent troop-carrying helicopters to finish us off. Israeli Marines ready to board our ship. And all of a sudden, they just leapt.
Damn. I think I saw a tweet from some Brazilian guy saying, why does it matter where the missiles came from? Like, yo. Top 10 moment number 3, Dave Portnoy existing. It says you're buying his company back for $1. What's that about?
He sold Barstool to Penn Gaming for like, I think it was $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a clause in it that if they went insolvent or bankrupt, that he could buy the company back from them for $1.
That's pretty smart.
And that's exactly what happened. They went insolvent after a year.
What was their business?
Mostly like sports gambling and like the legalization of that across mm-hmm. the country. This is like, we're talking 2020-ish, like mm-hmm. COVID times.
This gambling and sports stuff that is zombifying people is such fag shit. And it has to be ridiculed and punished as much as possible. If you see somebody gambling or being sports out in person, it's just the gayest thing you can do. That's the thing. We're not a serious people if we're doing the sports and the gambling stuff and like sports betting. How low can you, what are you eating, boogers out of the dumpster now? How low are you going to stoop before you have a come to God moment? You piece of shit. You fucked up piece of shit. You nothing person. You have to hang that up and stop. If you're sports betting, you have to stop. You can't ever do that again. It's so embarrassing and humiliating and lowers all of us. And it just makes it so that we deserve the torment that we're going to get. You have to stop sports betting immediately. Do you bet on sports? I do from time to time.
When I was a younger lad.
Yeah, I do once every couple of weeks, but every time it's just the blowout. It never goes the way I want it to. I always think, I know because I follow the teams. I have my teams that I follow.
You're a big numbers guy too.
I'm big on numbers. I know that, listen, when there's a certain spread, like there's a kicker who scores. He scores 3 kicks every field goals. This guy gets 3 field goals consistently every game. So, if the spread is a certain, I'm just saying there's a system you can use. You see how you sound right now? You see what you sound like?
It's Tom Brady's birthday. He's going to throw 4 touchdowns.
You know that you should be for thinking about this stuff. You might as well play clicker games, play cookie clicker, bro. That's a better use of your time. Top 10 moment number 2. And this might be my personal number 1, because this one is so goated and such an epic moment that is just in the Hall of Champions forever, okay? And that's the acidic vomit trigger.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like this one.
This moment should be the sort of logo of our age, like the mascot of the modern age. I just think it is so poignant. It's like a poem when it happens, and you know what happens. When you know what happens, you want to see it again. And when you see it again, you want to see it more times.
What did she do to piss him off? That's
existed,
what I want to know.
Okay? She's a goy. She existed. We're going to sit like Effendi and eat while the goy are our slave, is what he was thinking.
I don't want to think about it.
And he booted right at the exact moment to let her know. It's there in the Talmud. Vomit on a thousand goys.
It's not his first victim either.
No. Goodness. No. It was too perfect. It was like a heist. He's done it before. How good of a sense of humor do you have to even think of that too? That guy is rolling with an amazing tier one sense of humor. Like CKY and Jackass, which are probably the best videos of all time. I don't even think those guys even approached that classicness on the meter. And top 10 moment number one that's currently taking Twitter by storm is that saying Christ is king is anti-Semitic now. A study came out. This is a very important study that I would say the world's top scientists need to rally behind this and sort of promote this to the American populace. And we need to get this in front of Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye just to confirm that the science holds up. But it is a study. And a study means that it's authoritative, that it's real, and that you need to listen to it and believe it. And the study, the authors of the study are, who we have the Jim Jam brothers in there. There's two Indians, about eight Finkelsteins. And then two non-Finkelsteins writing this study about how Christ is King is anti-Semitic. And there's like a very slick motion graphics commercial that goes along with it that explains the study, and we should play that in full.
Since the advent of Christianity, Christ is King has been a cry for connection to the divine, a declaration of faith, a moving signal between Christians of their shared values. But what happens when it becomes a manipulation tactic designed to deceive Christians? Mentions of Christ as King have increased fivefold on platforms like X in just the past 4 years. At first glance, it would seem hopeful as people begin to reinvestigate faith in the face of increasing secularization and chaos in the world. But the NCRI, an organization at the forefront of monitoring deep trends in data, observed a striking and nefarious development around the phrase Christ is King beginning in 2021. In 2024, more than 50% of all engagements around Christ is King posts were driven by extremist influencers. The word extremist gets used a lot, and many are understandably skeptical at its use. But we're talking about people like this.
I used sex as a tool to make women love me so they'd obey me and live in my house and make me money.
Catholics and Christians were going missing on Passover. Then they would find bodies, and they were able to trace them back to Jews. Blood libel!
Real Africans, on average, have an IQ of 65.
Posts like these achieved over 13.6 million views and more than 100,000 engagements during Easter 2024 alone. While co-opting the phrase for their toxic narrative, figures like Candace Owens and Jake Shields repeat hateful blood libels. And shockingly, by 2024, the most frequently associated term with Christ as King was the word Jew. The intent is clear. Manipulate well-meaning, faithful Christians into having their beliefs tethered to psychopaths. This is nothing short of diabolical. We're caught watching Christ is King being taken by the supremacist right more and more each day. These connections matter. The spiritual, the linguistic, the interpersonal. They shape us, they shape our society, and they shape the world. So what kind of connections do we want to build? And more importantly, what kind of world will we help create? Help retake our values.
Because this is so well produced, you know that it's backed by some weight here. Jordan B. Peterson, what a strange thing happened to him. I mean, that's the main takeaway from this, is that for me, because I already knew what our enemies want, so it's not really surprising, but that Jordan B. Peterson is so fallen and is just a prostitute at this point.
You know his career. Everybody knows Jordan
Peterson. He got started questioning pronouns, right? Like that was his thing?
Yep.
In a college campus, and then everyone was jumping down his throat, and now does he even...
Yep.
What does he talk? He just...
He's an extremely important figure because he's sort of an on-ramp for a lot of younger, right-wing-leaning people because he's one of the first guys who just started talking openly in a way that was, like, very well-reasoned and clear and concise. Time has its way with everybody. I guess part of this is that he's old. How old is he?
50s, maybe?
He looks like he's 85.
Yes.
And I don't think that carnivore diet helped him out, really.
I looked up the SSRIs he was on. I forget what they were called, but one of the side effects was hypnotic effects. Like you get hypnotized or something.
Ugh.
Very bizarre. I never read that in a side effect for a drug, but...
62, by the way.
He's 62?
Yeah.
Yo. I was going to say, if he was old enough, then senility... You can use... Senility can be the excuse for why he's...
Amen.
Totally, totally cooked. But it's just sickening to see what he's turned into. I guess having a daughter that gets blown out, gets her back blown out by Andrew Tate probably doesn't help you out psychologically either. I don't want to talk about his daughter, but do you see her husband was talking about having a demon living inside of him? I don't like this stuff. I don't want to be like digging. I don't want to dig into people's personal lives, but it just, it makes me very, it's very upsetting that Jordan B. Peterson was like so important to the lives of so many people, especially young people whose shit is all fucked up. This is sickening. You can't say Christ is King? Fuck you. Someone is lying to me to make me look foolish here. Skunk cannons. I'm just gonna spit on the floor. Skunk cannons used on Indians, it didn't work. I don't believe this. I was signing up for a phone today. I talked to a very helpful Indian man who told me, first of all, that the account security feature I was trying to enable didn't exist, and it was looking right at it on the screen. And then he asked me if I was a gamer, and then he says he plays mobile games, and then he tried to sign me up for the home plan, the Apple iWatch protection plan, and 15 other things that I could use for gaming instead of helping me on the thing. And by the way, I'm also trying to switch over bank accounts, right? I'm trying to get a business banking account. And first of all, every little smartass on the computer is gonna say, you have to get a credit union. They're local. I go to look at the local credit union. They've got a commercial on YouTube. It's a white woman and a black man holding hands.
Don't play into the plans of the
Brazilian.
Use a local credit union. Oh, do they have a good website and a mobile app? Does it work? Can I access my money or is this just fag playtime role-playing shit?
There's one bank, Old Glory, which seems well-intentioned, but they're like undercapitalized. They're like, they have like $13 million. They're a bank with $13 million. I'm not a bank analyst. I don't know what could happen. I know that your bank should have more than like $150 million or whatever they're capitalized with because they could go under. They could be, you know, whatever. You could lose your money. You're not FDIC insured. What does that even mean? Have you ever called the FDIC to activate your insurance? You don't have that. Did you know I got scammed out of $30,000 by Nigerians? Like the shit that old people get caught by? And Bank of America, it's supposed to be, Bank of America is, they're all bad. You look up reviews and it's like, the one you thought you were gonna switch to, you immediately find on Reddit something where it's like, they're the worst bank that's ever existed. Don't ever use them. There's no option, there's nothing.
Are we gonna go over how you got scammed by Nigerians? I'm curious.
Yeah, I had my assistant doing banking shit, and one of these scammers has a phone number that's one digit off the official Bank of America phone number. So she just thought she was, you know, talking to Bank of America. And everything, it was like, I looked at it afterwards. I looked at the, because I thought, you idiot, you fucked up. I looked at the transcript of what happened and it was like very legit.
Whoa.
Like the text and they, the other thing is Bank of America, when they send you a code, it says never give this code to anyone over the phone or in any way, like don't give this code to anybody. And if you call Bank of America, like their legit line and talk to a representative, the first thing they do is make you give them that code. So like their own two-factor authentication is fried anyway. So yeah, trying to switch switch banks, trying to switch phones. There's nothing good. It's all like the worst shit imaginable. But talked to a very helpful Indian guy today who, instead of fixing the problem, he tried to sell me an Apple Watch protection plan for a Apple Watch that I don't have. He was really convinced that I had an Apple Watch, too. He was like, are you sure you don't have an Apple Watch?
Maybe you should.
I don't know which way is up.
Personally, I'm Apple cucked. I'm all in.
Do you have an Apple Watch?
It's only a matter of time, personally.
I'm not
going to
let you. You can't wear that. You can't. You can't wear those, man.
I'll retire it.
You can't. You got to
get it. I never liked the fact that it takes place of a real watch that could say something.
Yeah.
So maybe I will, actually.
The most sickening thing is when a rich guy is wearing an Apple Watch. That makes me fucking sick.
Why?
It's just so... It's so low, and it's so, like, low vibration, low humanity. Like, it's just not...
Is it because it's just, like, a mini phone?
It's just not it.
What if I borrow his Apple Watch and I wear it like an engineer? Like,
if I see an Apple Watch, I'm going to smash it.
Just see the band.
Doesn't matter what it's it doesn't matter what it's attached to either. It's going to get broken immediately.
Got a spar with it on?
Yeah, we'll have a surprise sparring match at your desk with your Apple Watch on. So skunk cannons, this is obviously fake. Yo. CRPF in India had tested skunk for possible usage in crowd control situations in India, but the tests failed to meet the required standards. This can't be real.
This is a Wikipedia entry, isn't it?
This has to be fake.
We have to check this now in real time.
So the poop cannons that Israelis use to spray Palestinians, this active genocide ethnic cleansing that we are paying for, the Indians have an immunity spell to it. It's like a video game. They have it's your ultimate is defended. Indians, man, they might be the last man standing. I don't know. For modernity and globalization, they appear to be invincible. Resilience to feces, the ability to access mid-level technology in a monetizable way.
I'll tell you what they're not immune to is elephants.
Really?
You hear about the elephant video out?
No. It
was all over Instagram. This guy, I believe he was Indian. He's hitting this poor elephant in the shins with a stick. And the elephant, you can tell like this relationship was going on for a while because the elephant is just like, I had enough steps on him.
Yeah.
Steps on him like bit by bit. And if you have back pain, don't watch the video. And then the elephant lifts him up with its trunk just to like dangle him like a puppet. And the guy is just...
So it crippled. It was doing it intentionally.
It was high intellect animal behavior. It was
okay.
Shocking.
Fucking you, bloody.
You, bloody. You, bloody.
Bastard, bitch.
You, fuck you.
That is awesome.
I was watching it in the office. I had to.
That
I
is
heard
fucking
about it.
Awesome, man.
It's pretty interesting.
It's very cyberpunk.
It was very cyberpunk.
It's a lot of spit on the floor. Play the please stop farting Twitter video. Play the Indian airline toilet break. Oh, my God.
And tonight, NBC5 investigates a plumbing problem at 40,000 feet. Hmm. Why most of the bathrooms on an Air India jumbo jet from O'Hare were inoperable.
Get this. The toilets were clogged by rags, bags, and clothing, forcing the flight crew to turn around back to Chicago.
That's the time when you cross your fingers and hope that there is a terrorist on the plane with you. How much did Trump make off a Trump coin? This is the one sort of light in the darkness here, is that Bitcoin, I do believe it will make it much harder for governments to fund military adventurism, and it ultimately will have a positive effect on the world. That's a hard thing to sell people who haven't researched this, because Bitcoin, obviously... It is a get-rich-quick scheme, and it is a Ponzi scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme, but the suckers at the end are going to be the ones who don't hold Bitcoin. It's a Ponzi scheme where the exit liquidity is provided by everybody who doesn't participate in the Ponzi scheme. That sort of outer layer of greed and... casino-like instant access to risky
financial practices and games is, in my opinion, it's camouflage for what Bitcoin really is.
Looks like we have an update. Trump made over $100 million.
Could possibly up to.
He made possibly up to?
Possibly up to $100 million.
We might never know how much Trump made on Trump coin, but
Trump coin.
I guess that's just the price that the Trump coin buyers had to pay to play in the crypto casino. Welcome to the party. I bought Bitcoin call options, and I think I'm down $100,000 on that.
What is that?
You can basically, I'm down 70,000 now. You can basically place a bet on the price of Bitcoin being higher at a certain point. So I bought call options that expire in 2027. Price of Bitcoin has to double by 2027 in order for those bets to break even. But I think that we're probably going to see much higher price in Bitcoin by that point. I would urge everybody to start researching Bitcoin, because my generation and younger, millennials and Zoomers, and whatever else they got now. What's the next one? Alpha? Is Alpha around yet?
I think they're at betas.
Are they babies?
Now.
None of us have any wealth because it's currently still held by boomers. And it's also the denomination that everything is priced in is this fake number. So you can't really tell how expensive things are in real terms anyway. One of the misleading things is that, like, food, entertainment, the stuff that you buy every day is like $3. Like Netflix is $8. Oh my God, now it's 15. What is it now? 15? Might be 30 now. I don't know. Nevertheless, $30 is not really anything for your monthly entertainment or whatever. It's like you can get Domino's pizza, you can get Netflix, but you can't get healthcare. You can't get good real estate. You can't get the shit that actually matters. Like, you can't acquire these things. It's out of reach for people my age and younger generally. There are multiple things that happen psychologically to sort of deal with this frustration and make it so that you don't have to think about it. And so you get cynical and you get this negative reaction when money is discussed, or you look at people who have money and you get these like very negative feelings. And then there's also people who, the way that a lot of people make money is through parasitism. Everybody on YouTube who's telling you how to get money has some like call center MLM variation. Whatever MLM thing is working now is what people are pushing, like this Andy Elliott guy. And you got to make 300 calls. The calling thing. You ever cold call anybody?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
I used to do that for car sales.
I got a
sales.
Cold call today, though.
You got cold called?
Yeah. They keep calling me about my car's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It's Indians, too. Mm-hmm. And so lately I've been saying that I drive my car off a cliff just to see what they would say.
Yeah.
And they just hang up. They don't know what to do with it. But I find it funny. One of them stayed on longer than usual.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I have it here that you bought it like 2 years ago, whatever. And I was like, yeah, no, I drove it off a cliff. I put a brick on the thing and it was a mistake. But you know that game Grand Theft Auto? He's like, and then he hung up after that.
Nice.
Yes. It was fun.
I've been getting calls from a car company financial center asking me about a model of a car that I don't have. And so I've just been picking up the phone and saying, yeah, is this a black? Because it's usually like a black woman calling. And I've done this probably 30 times. I'll say, yeah, hello. Yeah, are you a black? Because I think it's a scammer. So they should get hit with this.
It's true.
And then I realized that it's for my buddy's car. Like, I co-signed for a car for a buddy just as a favor, and I forgot about it. Whoops.
What can they do? Like, take his car back because you said that?
No.
They can't do anything, either positive or negative, I feel.
Like, there's a squad of black Hebrew Israelites waiting outside to repo his car.
That's terrifying.
We heard you. Y'all been saying some shit about us.
Oh, I see. Oh, boy.
Back to Bitcoin. Like, thinking about money is so fucked up. I'm trying to express how I feel about it because, as a topic, it's this overwhelmingly negative thing. And there are so many people who are trying to acquire it in parasitic ways. But at the end of the day, money is the thing
If you're going about it in an honest way and you're not doing some gambling thing or some call center thing, it's what you trade your time and energy for. It's almost, well, not literally, but it's like almost like your blood. So what is there that's more important than your time and your energy, right? And it's like you could say that like family is more important than money, but what are you doing when you're away from your family? You're trading your time and energy for the stuff that you need to like get by in life. It's a core civilizational technology like fire. And to fuck with the parameters of money, to like mess with the little variables and the ingredients that make it what it is, you're messing with something that is that's at the base of a really powerful vector. Like little changes down here make the vector swing wildly. Robert Kiyosaki, is that the guy's name? Who's the guy that wears the glasses that he stole from me? Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And he says, gold is God's money. I don't think that that's hyperbole or a fallacious thing to say or something that you, that is like out of pocket saying. I think that using precious metals for money, in particular, the one precious metal that every civilization settled upon using as money, I don't think it's coincidence.
You said something to me that was very interesting. You said Bitcoin isn't something you're going to want to sell. It's something you're going to want to pass down to your kids.
Yeah.
Which that is basically how I look at gold, how I've looked at gold. And now I'm a little more, listen, I dove in head first, so I'm kind of getting into Bitcoin a lot more. But that was a very interesting statement.
I'm starting to ramble. And I would just urge anybody watching this to do the research on Bitcoin and figure out what it is, because it's not going anywhere, and it's going to be the unit of account for the future. If it's not going to change your life materially, it's going to change the lives of your children materially. Put aside the negativity and the anxiety that comes with thinking about money and the surface level Ponzi scheme, get rich quick stuff that is associated with cryptocurrency, and start researching Bitcoin and what it is, because there's still 100x in there. I don't think this is making views go up, and I don't think this is entertaining you, but it might be the most important thing that you do this week if you decide to look into it. There's this game theoretic concept called a Schelling point that's named after Robert or Richard Schelling, who's the mathematician or game theoretician or whoever invented this thing. But a Schelling point, the base idea of a Schelling point is, imagine you're playing a game and the game is called Pick the Square. You're presented with three blue squares and one red square. What square do you pick? If you're smart enough to have figured out what the exercise is and you're a contrarian know-it-all, you'll pick a blue square. But everybody else picks the red square. So a Schelling point is the focal point, the rules or the object or the device or the thing that people settle on without being able to communicate to each other what the rules are. Another example of a Schelling point is if you and I have to meet in New York City and we lose our phones and we can't talk, what do we do? What we do is we meet at the information kiosk at Grand Central Terminal at noon on a Saturday. And then some other percentage of people are going to say the Empire State Building or Times Square, but nobody is meeting up, trying to meet up at a nail salon in Queens, because a nail salon in Queens is not a Schelling point. And so for however many thousands of years, with every civilization that could get their hands on gold, gold was the Schelling point for money. Now, some other civilizations weren't advanced enough to dig in the ground, and some lived on islands where they couldn't get gold, so they would go with big stones or beads or what have you. But everybody else, it was gold. And a Schelling point, it's not something where there's not a Facebook and a MySpace of a Schelling point. It doesn't function that way. It's not something where you can choose different flavors. A Schelling point is a true winner-take-all scenario. It's already been decided in the minds of even people who aren't into cryptocurrency that Bitcoin is the Schelling point for digital money. It's a done deal. It's not something that we're going to watch it play out. It already happened. If you ask a fucking bum out there in the street, hey, do you know what digital gold is? He'll say, are you talking about Bitcoin? I heard about that. I want that cryptocurrency though. Whatever. Even people who don't know the space, even people who are into meme coins and online gambling, Bitcoin is the shelling point for the civilizational notion of digital gold. And so that's why there's not going to be another winner in the space. It's just not going to happen. The winner has been decided. Go watch The Ultimate Bitcoin Argument by Murad Mamadov. The Ultimate Bitcoin Argument, Murad Mamadov. I believe that everything he says in the video is true. But the most prescient and possibly important idea that he talks about, and the reason why Bitcoin will 100x from here, is that Bitcoin is going to demonetize all the other assets that are currently being treated as a store of value. The idea is called a monetary premium. A monetary premium is you have the utility value of real estate, you have the true value of stocks, you have the sort of the utility, the luxury, et cetera, value of fine art. And then on top of those values, you have people who are using fine art as a savings account, people who are using real estate as a savings account, which is pretty much everybody who's into real estate, people who are using stocks as a savings account, which is like everybody that has a job and a 401k is using stocks as a savings account. So the true price, the true like fair price of all these assets is way less than what they're priced at. When it becomes clear to enough people that Bitcoin is a reliable store of value, what's going to happen is that Bitcoin will become a black hole of value, and it's going to siphon off the monetary premia from all these other asset classes. It'll basically be a race to get your money out of stocks, real estate, fine art, et cetera, and into Bitcoin once people largely realize what is happening. All of global wealth is $900 trillion. Right now, Bitcoin is, what, $1 or $2 trillion? If it captures a third of that money, it'll 2 or 300x from here.
There's one sentiment that's kind of growing where, like, they missed the boat of Bitcoin.
Right.
And so that's why they're investing in, like, another coin. They're hoping that it Bitcoins.
Yeah.
They're, you know, so I don't have a good argument for why I don't. I just felt it out. And I just go with Bitcoin.
The point, though, is that you didn't miss the boat. There's nothing else where there's a clear 100x that you can make. Not even this AI stuff. It's not clear who the winners in AI are going to be and who's going to be able to who's even going to be able to monetize whatever value AI brings. People thought that would be NVIDIA, but then DeepSeek comes out and it's not as GPU intensive, I guess. So it's not even clear that you can. You can bet on the hardware of AI. Who knows who the winner's going to be? Who knows how to monetize that? Unless you start an AI company and can just scam somebody else. Yeah, I know that stuff's boring, but it might be important to some of you.
Secrets of the Millionaire Mindset presents Get Rich Quick. All this could be yours. Give us a call on 434-225-7226. You could be making up to $4,917 per week. Now you can get your copy of Secrets of the Millionaire Mindset for just $19.99 for a limited time only.
Hey, Sam, what do you think about censorship and how to get over it? I've been censored off of like numerous platforms. Every time I start growing as a social media person, I just get knocked down completely. What do you say to combat that? What do you do? What do you expect to do?
I mean, that's the fight that I've been dealing with my entire career is how to not get deplatformed. If you want a platform, you have to conceal your power level or find some way to not go full mode. That's just the reality of it. Eventually, if you get big enough, you can, I guess, build your own website and have your own email list and have your own customers and your own paywall or whatever. But that took me 20 years. How long? What, 15 years to get to that point? You could go to some other platform where there's 70 people. I don't know, man. That's the hardest question. And I don't have an answer for it other than get so big and have your own shit.
There's no easy way out.
Hello, Sam. First time caller, long time fan. Real quick, just wanted to ask you, what do you think the future of Web3 holds? Is it just a scam? Is it a flash in the pan? Or is it something that we're going to be using every day and integrated into every website?
The coolest Web3-ish thing, one that I liked a lot, was the idea of basic attention token. That's Brandon Eich, the Brave browser guy. The idea behind basic attention token is, I think this is the idea, instead of content being monetized by advertising, you would have like a built into your browser thing where you'd be sending micropayments to people as you watch them. So if you watch 7 seconds of some guy's YouTube video, you'd send them 0.003 cents worth of basic attention token. That's not in use, and I don't use it and don't care, and I still watch advertising-driven slop. So no, I don't think Web3 is going anywhere. I think it's the same thing as VR. It's just stuff that sounds cool, but for whatever reason, when it tries to mesh up with the real world, it doesn't get traction. And maybe one day that'll be different. I thought digital collectibles would be cool. We did Mondo Megabits, which was... There is not an NFT project that has more man hours of labor in it than Mondo Megabits. There's just not. Like, we spent like two... It had to be 2 years. We spent like 2.5 years making NFT trading cards, and I still love them. My idea was when Harvey's done editing Fish Tank to have him take over the, because he's really good with After Effects, to take over the project files and just go in my art direction to finish Mondo Megabits. But no, I'm very bearish on Web3. Amara's Law is a thing, which is that new technologies tend to be overestimated in the short term and underestimated in the long term. So it's possible that there'll be some Web3 stuff that's like mystifying and everybody uses it and is amazing in 50 years, but I don't know what it would be. It's not going to be VR goggles. Or Google Glass. You remember Google Glass? Like, fuck that shit. There's this tendency people have to assume that when a computer is involved, everything is exponential. What they miss is that there's something that looks exponential, but is not exponential, and that thing is an S-curve. So an S-curve is a curve where at the base, you have exponential growth, but then what happens is at the top, it reaches the plateau and then it doesn't grow anymore. So that's like saturation of mobile phone users. If you see the mobile device ownership growing exponentially and you say to yourself, my God, this Apple stock is taking over the world. I have to get in. What you don't realize is that once there are more phones than there are people, which is now the case, the mobile wave is over. What made Apple stock so valuable is that it dematerialized material things. So you have maps. What does maps dematerialize? It dematerializes physical maps. So the company Rand McNally, whatever Rand McNally's stock was worth in 1990, all that value gets subsumed by Apple stock. You know, Netflix, you don't rent videos anymore. There's no physical videos. And the Netflix assembly pipeline even dematerialized Hollywood. There's no movie studios and there are no good movies being made. And there never will be ever again because even the content creation stream has been dematerialized. But Apple, you have maps, you have calendar, you have all these things and all these other companies in the 90s, it would have been other companies making physical things that you would have had to have in your house or your car or whatever, but now those physical things have been vaporized and absorbed into the cloud, and they function synergistically. So Maps is more valuable because it has reviews, it has driving directions, you can share your location. Like these things, they work together. You can watch Netflix while you're driving. You can just put it on your dashboard in front of the speedometer and watch, you know, The Office or whatever. So they work together. Who the fuck is texting me? Is it that black the credit company again? It's that black you're talking about my car loan that I don't have. Scammer black.
Just bleep out scammer for that one.
Well, that's what made Apple stock valuable. But you reach a point, okay, you reach the mobile phone saturation, and you also reach a point where you can't You can't vaporize things into the cloud anymore. Like this microphone, this camera, the suit I'm wearing, there's no way to digitize these things and make Apple stock more valuable. So Apple stock, the value of it has a ceiling. It's not something that's going to continue climbing exponentially. And that ceiling is when everything of value that can be digitized has been digitized, what else are you going to do? And the way you know that that process has stopped is because Apple's the most valuable company. They have the smartest, most capable people working for them, and they're not doing anything new except releasing a shittier phone that's, what, that's got some new, the rim is titanium, not aluminum. That's the innovation of the iPhone in the past 3 years is the camera's better, and it's got, well, we're going to put AI in it, like whatever. But they're not, there's no massive Apple moment coming for the iPhone. Whenever there's a new technological thing, VR goggles, Google Glass, Web3, people assume that every process associated with it is going to be exponential. Google Glass is going to be in a contact lens. No, it's not. It's just not. There are physical limits. And one of those physical limits is if you want a UI over everything, you're going to have to be wearing something that makes you look like a faggot. And people don't want that. The ear pods are bad enough. And they give you brain cancer too. Those wireless headphones that everybody is wearing, stop wearing those. You look like a moron, first of all. Second of all, they're giving you brain cancer. You're a moron giving yourself brain cancer.
Why didn't you tell me this earlier? I drive in mine.
I told you. Oh, man.
I've got the wireless ones.
Driving a Ford Ranger with headphones on, that's so good.
Why did you say it like that?
It's just so classic, bro.
They are in transparency mode. I can hear through them.
You can actually hear better with the transparency.
I can hear better.
Anytime you hear wireless, just think cancer.
Fudge.
And your phone, you should keep your... I don't tell people this in person because it sounds gay, but get your phone away from your balls immediately. You guys rocking with the phone and your nuts all day, you're going to get ball cancer.
Get a fanny pack.
And the fall off of wireless radiation is inverse square, I think, which means that if you take your phone and you move it 2 feet away, you are like greatly reducing the effect that it has on your whole shit. So if you're sleeping, it does make a difference if the phone is here next to your head or like out of arm's reach. That does make a difference. Get your phone even 2 feet away from you while you're working or whatever. It's good. That exponential versus S-curve type thing, that's one assumption that people make. And the other assumption is like assuming that people even want this crap, which is a similar type of fallacy. You're assuming that people even want a GUI in their vision all day with notifications, which to anybody that's not an NPC, that's like hell. Imagine having a Facebook little dot, even if it's just a tiny, like barely visible red dot in the corner of your vision all day, letting you know that you have a Facebook notification. To anybody who has the least bit of sensitivity and awareness, that is like hell.
You would get used to it too, so like you wouldn't even register it. Mm-hmm. And so it would have to flash or do some sort of like looped animation to constantly grab your attention.
Yes.
I like how the innovations of Apple is like, we have Apple glasses. This new innovation makes them look less gay and retarded and big. Mm-hmm. That's all they could do is try to make it invisible.
The innovation for all these companies is how can we get more user attention? That drive, it's so at odds with goodness that it's not sustainable, in my opinion. That's why I'm bearish on Web3. I actually don't think you need more than a web browser and a desktop, and maybe in some situations a laptop. You don't need to be able to access the entirety of human knowledge and let everybody that's trying to like fuck with you and contact you in your sideline at all times. You're gonna get a notification from a debt collector on your Google Glass. Yourself fast. Find the fastest way to kill yourself and do it if that's what you think is good. If you, you're walking around, you need to know how much clout you have now on Instagram. Like, how many people commented on my last post? 17 people commented on my post? Cool. Yo, kill yourself. Yo.
I'm trying to think how the fastest way I would kill myself in this room is. Mm-hmm. I think it's, yeah, that ladder. Mm-hmm. Something to do with that ladder.
Yeah, that's
gravity. Mm-hmm. And Luke could help.
Yeah, you need a friend. Guys, thank you so much for watching this free. What's the real cost? You're the user. You're the commodity. I'm stealing your information. The real cost is that you're going to support Israel now. They need our help, okay? Thank you for watching this first free half. I'll invite you to join the rest of us over on MDE.TV. Well, I have to pay too. I have to pay to use the website. Everybody's paying. You have to go there and pay. We're gonna sell your information to Dreidel Company. Please support. I need your support. I'm trying to make cool shit happen. Extreme Peace is almost done. Global takeover, you guys. All right, so go shell out, please. And if not that, go create a free account. Because that helps us too. What we need is a sponsor. We need one company willing to sponsor the show. You saw what we did with Sticker Mule. We got them ROI in a serious way. Head on over to MDE.TV. Watch the rest of this video. Please support. Even if you can't pay right now, just sign up for a free account because that helps too. Okay, because we sell your information to Israel.
Are you all set with those monthly sales reports? We have a meeting after lunch, you know. Good call, Alan.
I'm just finishing up the mask, and I'm going to throw some primer on the bow. Then those reports should be all squared up to go.
Introducing Hawkvision 7000. Land those tricky dance moves with laser-sharp focus. Yeah, never miss a bite again.
You all finished with those reports, Kelvin? With Hawkvision 7000, I get all my work done early.
Good job, Calvin!
Are you ready to blaze through tasks and finally reclaim your office time for hobbies?